Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is an Understanding the Lyrics episode where I'm going to talk about one of the most famous and beautiful songs ever written, a real celebration of the earth. It's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Not only is this a really great piece of music, but really made famous as well by Louis Armstrong's very recognizable voice. So let's take a look at the lyrics. It starts, I see trees so green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. So let's look at a couple of parts of that opening. First of all, the word bloom. So this is a verb which we often associate with flowers. And it's when a flower opens, or when a plant or tree produces flowers. And then the next part of the song, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, here we have an example of the reflexive. I think to myself. So always remember you need to say, I think to myself, or he thought to himself, or whatever it might be. Okay, it continues. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Okay, let's look at that part, especially the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. So let's first of all look at the pronunciation of blessed. Actually, there's two pronunciations of this word, depending on whether you're using it as an adjective or a verb. In this case, we're saying the adjective, blessed. And the word means holy. And when we use it as an adjective, we add an extra syllable. We say blessed. So the bright, blessed day, holy day. If we use it as a verb, to bless, in the past tense, then it's blessed and it's one syllable. And then the other important adjective in that line, the dark, sacred night. And again, if something is sacred, it is considered to be holy and deserves respect. Sacred. Let's go on to the next part of the song. The colours of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. Okay, let's look at that part. So, the colours of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. So, let's look at that expression, to go by. And this phrase means to pass by. You can also say to pass by or to go by. And then the next part, I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? Well, how do you do is quite an old-fashioned expression, which basically is a way of greeting someone, saying, how are you? How's it going? But like I say, it's quite old-fashioned. We don't tend to use it anymore. How do you do? And then the final part of the song, which I think is fairly simple. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. So nothing too complicated in that part of the song. So there we have Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World. I'm sure after hearing that, you'll want to go and listen to the song. So yeah, do that. Listen to the song. Listen out for some of those words or expressions that you can hear in that piece of music and also the pronunciation. If you have any ideas for songs that you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then I always like hearing from you. You can send me an email and you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.